What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Gym Floor. This one is. We're coming off the back of Expo Week, so just unpacking our experiences, what we thought as a consumer and as a someone having as an exhibitor, I guess is the word I'm looking for. And then talked about niching as well, so how to attract the right type of person and not to overshoot, potentially looking for the wrong type of person that's going to make your business move a lot slower. And just tapping into where you are right now, our experiences and how we actually got to the point that we are now and kind of being a bit choosy with the people we work with. So yeah, really fun episode. As always, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Go check out the Standout PT or the free value compass on the website and enjoy the episode.
Yeah, my barber just sent me, like, English isn't his first language, obviously.
Right.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fine.
Does the job.
But it's not about the language. It's about how you interact with people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, boss, can I get a haircut? And then he just sends me a picture of when he's away. He's just like, unavailable from this day to this day.
Yesterday I was due, so it's moved to Tuesday.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad thing because it's grown out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I have decided I prefer it longer. On the top.
Right.
Because I was pushing the number two.
Yep.
I like it more.
Yeah.
It's probably like a four now.
Yep. Yeah, it's whatever, as long as you find what sits well for now anyway.
Depends what light I hit, bro. If I bend over in the bathroom, I'm like, just fucking razor it off.
There's no bend. There's no leaning forward anymore on the light.
Nah. We have to be, Tam has to start being conscious of like, no front on shots ever.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not on anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just realized, I didn't even read the message. It's like, he's taking 6 weeks off, man. I'm finding a new barber. I'm finding a new barber.
I have to come to Gisborne.
Well, it's like,
go make a 21st donation.
21st of May. I've got to wait till the 21st of May.
Yeah.
I've already shaved my head twice.
You have to go somewhere else.
Yeah. It's the fade I want.
Workshop barbers. Shout out Adrian. Cool. Up, bro. He doesn't listen. But.
Yeah, cool. So I'm not coming, so.
We need to go play golf up there, bro.
We need to play golf in general, but yeah, true.
Wild, man. Our local golf club burnt down.
Ow.
Ow. I looked away, not at you.
No, like, but like still, I was like, keep trying.
We'll get you there one day.
I just want you to want me to be there. I don't want to go, though.
So they have, you know how we're saying in the chat, like, was it dodgy? Apparently they've said nothing untoward. They've cleared that.
Nothing suspicious.
Yeah. Yes. Cleared of a suspicious fire. So obviously they found.
Yeah, right.
Whatever gas leak or whatever it was. It's crazy, man. It's like gutted. It's like the roof is just sitting on the ground.
Mm. I guess the blaze will do that to you, though.
Yeah. I haven't seen the pro shop. I've only seen pictures from the front. So I don't know how that looks. Might get some cheap clubs
that we don't use.
Come with scorch marks. I felt so bad because my renewal just came up and I was like, nah, I'm not going to
renew. Played probably
never.
Five rounds of golf for the year.
I was like, oh, thanks. And then like 2 weeks later, maybe I should give them some money.
They have insurance.
Yeah.
They'll get probably a nicer.
Well, that should be good for the club probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a nice bistro and stuff.
Yeah.
That bistro is pretty.
Yeah, it was average.
It was dated.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. They'll be able to do weddings and all that too if they do it well.
Mm. Yeah, because they got that spot. They'll probably get rid of that. They got rid of that putting area and then it had like
opened it up
because they can just push that to the left.
Well, there's that other warm-up room, the warm-up area where the nets are and stuff.
There you go.
Yeah, we've just rebuilt Gisborne Golf Club. Welcome to the podcast. That's what we do here. You heard the new Huberman conspiracy?
No, shame.
Have you seen the stories coming out about him?
Well, there's witch hunt about it. He's being a womanizer and, you know, like the attacking his, you know, mannerisms.
Character.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently the woman that sent that into the New York Times, whoever it went to, has been kept anonymous.
Yeah.
She's currently in the courts for fraud. And basically the police contacted him to be like, yo, what do you know? Do you know anything? So then he obviously knew that like she was dodgy, so he left her. So it's just like, that's just omitted from the article that, like, she's right. literally in court for fraud.
Okay.
And that's, so now, I love America so much. Now the conspiracy theory is that it's all pharmaceutical backed.
Oh, that, like.
Yeah. Because he's getting too many people away from pharmaceuticals that we have to squash him. I love it. I love America so much. They're so crazy.
I'm pretty sure the pharmaceutical company's doing okay.
They're so crazy, man.
Isn't that? That's the funniest thing. That's like the draw for like a tinfoil hat person.
Yeah, it's like, big pharma.
Big pharma.
Fuck, yeah. It's the industrial, military industrial complex or big pharma.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they call the other one? Yeah, I don't know. Like the real ones that call the shots, not the Illuminati. But
is it the Rothschilds?
No, that's just a family that owns everything.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah. If you go into the conspiracy and you're like, oh, they own every central bank in the world. Okay, yeah,
yeah. So they're supposed to be the ones calling the shots, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The cabal. It's wild. I'm struggling on the podcast front, man.
What do you mean
struggling
to watch or
I just like. I don't want to be that guy, but I think Rogan's, I think he's too far gone.
I don't watch Rogan that much.
Yeah, so. I just like can't listen to a single episode that doesn't end up going talking about that.
Going,
yeah,
like out there to the stratosphere.
Yeah, like that, where I heard that was like Schultz was on Rogan. I was like, oh, this would be sick. And then it's just like end up talking about like how they fund Ukraine and shit. I'm like, oh, fuck, how do we do this every episode?
Well, yeah, it must be exhausting
To
listen to. But I suppose, like, his audience would be, what, in their 30s, you know, like, a couple of kids.
Yeah, frustrated.
Like, hates the government.
Frustrated.
Yeah, just, you know, battling away.
Be and like, even...
get him. Get
like
him, Joe.
I really like Modern Wisdom. I think just at the moment, I don't have the space to take in more shit. I'm just
I don't need to know.
I get it. The world's broken.
Yeah.
The youth are fucked. Social media is bad for you. Yeah.
I went down a bit of a like this interesting social rabbit hole for a bit, and then I was just like, oh, it's stressing me out.
Yeah,
like,
I'm tired.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, they're doomed. I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, even the, I didn't hear about the Bondi thing till like the next day because I was on mute in the gym.
Okay.
Yeah. Fucking, yeah. That was crazy.
I saw way too much of that. Like, horrendous. Crazy. Horrible. However, yeah, there's just, I don't know, it was a hard week for me already.
Yeah.
So I was
don't
like,
need that.
Yeah, just got back from my cousin's funeral. I'm like, I don't need to hear anymore.
More of this.
I'm emotionally exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. But especially like knowing, like we got guys that are in the gym there, bro.
Yeah, that was the same
fucking crazy, building. Man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, it's like the church thing the next day. And
How's the, I still don't actually know what happened with that.
Yeah, either.
The cop that shot the dude, his name's Amy Scott.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, just like messaged Amy. She's like, oh, you might want to put your shit on private just for a couple of days because you're going to come up in a lot of search engines.
Yeah. The other, Jesus. Her and the other 200,000 that live just
white,
in Victoria.
White Amy's, yeah. Yeah, hilarious.
That Amy Scott.
Yeah. So, removing the tragedy that it was and just being boys about it for a moment, would you do something?
What do you...
So the only guy that tried to stop him was French.
Oh, so...
With a chair, with a pole.
I was talking about this to a few of the boys and I would have either got taken out or...
You would have risked it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've done it heaps of times where I just like kind of step into a situation to neutralize it.
Yeah.
Or even just help like... Steph and I helped this dude like take all these tools out of this like burning car.
Yeah.
And like Steph helped this dude when he got knocked out by this dude. And like I told the dude to fuck off and shit.
Yeah.
So I think like together we like kind of just do that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I was with my mates, I'd be like, let's take this fucker out. Like,
well, that's what we said when we were talking about it. I was like, if I was with Amy, I think it would be like, I need to get you
of
somewhere.
Course. You don't want to think about your wife or your partner, your
you
family.
You and LJ need to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And then maybe re-enter the conversation or just like try and...
Yeah. Very easy to say that though when the dude's got a fucking blade that's this long.
But I feel like if you and I were walking along, it's like,
let's what just, we're going to do here? One of us is going to have to, take it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get some chairs or something and
figure this out. I can see a lot of people, the reason why they would just move, you know, it's like, I take myself out of the situation, I'm fine.
Yeah.
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 100%. But, and then, yeah, the one.
It's easy to say it here, sitting here.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Especially when it comes out of nowhere. Like, you got to think, like, you put yourself, like, you're just, like, walking around.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, shit pops off. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if, like, you turn into, like, a hero, like, instantly. You're just like, wait, what the fuck? Like, what's happening here? Like, run.
Yeah. Yeah. Every wild. Every street fight that I ever saw, I just left.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think if it was, like, a group of us, just the boys.
Mm.
I think we would have, I think, and I, maybe there wasn't anything like that at the time. Who knows?
Yeah.
So like.
Is that guy got made a citizen?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So he's on a visa. French guy, I'm pretty sure. And they're like, yeah, you can
stay.
You can stay, sir.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's pretty courageous.
Yeah. Fucking knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I only saw the footage of it yesterday. He's like just jabbing him away with the.
Yeah. The like ball out or some thing. Shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. And then running behind the cop with a chair. Like, bro, once the cops are there, man, like, they got guns and stuff. Yeah. They don't need you anymore. He must have just been like, I'm in. I'm helping.
Yeah, like, I'm part of this.
Yeah, now. Yeah.
I need to see this. I need to see this through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck.
Because, like, that's when I'm checking out.
Oh, absolutely.
When the blue Divi vans are in the shopping center, I'm like, that's your job now.
You know what I watched the other day? So, this is, like, in media at its best, right? So it says bodybuilder chases man down in his neighborhood. So I'm like, okay. So then first thing that comes up is such and such works on his fitness and really enjoys powerlifting and running. So I'm like, okay, so he's new age
bodybuilder.
So he's new age powerlifter.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So this happened in Melbourne, obviously.
He's not a bodybuilder. I don't actually know where. And this dude was like, there's this kid, this guy around the neighborhood who was just like, he was like a peeping Tom or whatever.
Right.
So, this bloke said that he'd found this dude in his house one day. This guy's got a family and shit. This dude's in his house. And he always runs away. And he's like, obviously, like, I'm going to get this dude one day. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's caught him like 2 a.m., like peeping in the windows. Like, they've had to like board up their bathroom. Like, and then there's other people on the residence page, like, dude in a hoodie, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, obviously, over a period of time, like, and he's told the police, like, and they're like, bro, there's nothing we can do. Like, we don't know who he is.
Yeah.
So they're like, kind of like when I spoke to my mate about, you know, when we had that altercation with the neighbor.
Yeah.
He's like, something's got to kick off before we can do something.
Yeah.
Which was like terrifying.
And then it's like, I will kick it off then.
Yeah. Well, it's like, well, it's either me or them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this dude's obviously like, I'm going to get this guy. And then, yeah, like you could see it. The guy comes in to the lawn. And then he starts running, and this dude's just chasing him down, man.
So so he's not a new age powerlifter. He's just like taking up running to get this dude.
Well, and like
he's hired a sprinting coach. He's like, all right, I got a rabbit to catch.
Pretty much.
Let's go.
And then, yeah, like chases this dude down. So this dude gets like just exhausted. And then, yeah, takes this dude down just like face first, knee in the back. He had to sit on the guy for like 15 minutes.
Wait for the police to
cops to come.
At least he didn't just like beat the shit out of him.
But he's like, he was like, oh, the guy was so tired. He's like, he wasn't really putting up a fight in the end.
Yeah.
Like he was just a mess, like slobbering all over himself. It would have been like me if I was running like that.
Fuck, that's
crazy, man.
How
fucking messed up is that?
Yeah.
Fucking weirdos, man.
Fucking do your cardio, fam.
Yeah.
Catch those PB Toms.
Absolutely.
Or run away if you are one.
I'll get the dogs after them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indy would just be like, what do you want me to do? Yeah.
It's cold out
it's
there.
It's cold, bro.
Yeah, it's wet, bro. Fuck, what am I doing?
Yeah, I'm not putting my paws out there. Fucking hell. Bro, my dog, man. It's like doing old dog things.
Yeah.
She curled up on my clothes yesterday. I watched her get out of her bed, walk up, curl up on my clothes, and then just vomit.
Yeah.
I was like, bro. Like, are you like telling me you're pissed off or something? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, Claire does old shit like that too.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's
always on the carpet.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Well, she'd be like 12.
Indy, 14, man.
LD.
Yeah. I think she's 15 this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, little dogs last longer, right?
Yeah. It's funny, she's a little dog to you and she scares the shit out of so many people.
Yeah, I guess. Well, yeah. She's medium size, so yeah. Like, yeah.
Not up there, but like when we're living in Essendon, people see a blue heel, they're like, oh God.
Yeah. Yeah. What do people own up there? Is there any particular type of dog or is it just all...
Farm dogs.
Farm dogs, yeah. Shepherds.
Heaps of Kelpies, heaps of Collies.
Australian Shepherd?
More heelers than I've seen
yeah.
anywhere. There's a lot of Shepherds. Mm. Like, more Shepherds than I've seen anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
But predominantly Collies.
They're a good dog in the right environment, you know.
Yeah, if you can work them enough.
Yeah.
I'd love one, but I don't have the time
they to look really nice
train
too.
A dog again.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. We looked into them in COVID. They're like $6,500 or something.
Yeah, that's the COVID price.
Not for a job.
Well, yeah. Not for PTSD.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, COVID prices were crazy. We looked at Bernese. They had a 3-year wait list.
That's yeah. insane.
I just wonder how many of them now are just like neglected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not something you want to really look into, mate. Be a lot of
yeah.
a lot of stuff you don't want to
otherwise,
hear.
Otherwise, I'll end up with a lot of dogs probably.
Yep.
So, speaking of that time in our life, Melbourne has not recovered, bro.
Oh.
So, I've had... We did the expo on the weekend. And this episode's obviously eventually, and we will talk about the expo. every single person I've sat down with, and I've been like, how's the rest of your expo? And I've spoken to maybe 10 people this week. And they're like...
It's really loud.
Bro, it was so overstimulating. I was exhausted. Or I yeah. felt like I'd been at a nightclub. Or it was so much. It was so loud. It was so bright. I was just like, fuck, Melbourne is not okay. Yeah. It's like been yeah. so long. And then the first time we go out to an event, we're like, ah, it's too much.
Yeah. I find that so interesting sometimes. And then you see said person
at a nightclub.
Like Ultra Music Festival.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like, that was not
yeah,
similar.
There's no roof.
Yeah. Yeah. It has to be
or I was intoxicated, so it was fine.
Yeah, you're probably fucked. Oh, yeah, you're probably fucked up on MDMA. Like, yeah, yeah. So you don't know what's going on.
everything was great.
Everything's amazing.
Yeah.
Love you, man. Love you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't do that at a fitness expo. Well, you can, but you probably shouldn't.
I woke up the next day and, like, I had no voice. I had blisters on my feet. My body hurt. I was real tired. I was like, did I go out last night? Like, what? How do I feel like this? This is how banged I feel up. After a big night as well.
Banged up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I understand.
What's your initial, well, not really initial, it's been a week, but we haven't debriefed. What was your thoughts on the expo? Let's go from a consumer standpoint first.
Yeah. Yep. From the consumer point, I felt like 50% of the expo was good.
Yeah. That's a pretty good ratio, to be honest.
Yeah, I feel like there was a lot of parts where I was like, what's this doing here?
Mm.
Very small.
Yeah.
Smaller than anything we've seen in the past.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that was like a let's ease it back in.
Yeah, I wonder if they're testing it.
Yeah, because like it used to be the whole building.
Mm.
Granted, it used to have, so where we were, I'm pretty sure a third of the building was the trade part. Remember you used to have to walk into the trade bit?
Yeah.
And that was dead.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe the expo probably wasn't as big as we thought it was, but it was just bigger.
Yeah.
So yeah, like the expo was fine. Like all the big people that you probably wanted to see were there, you know, from a consumer perspective to get your supplements and shit.
Yeah.
Get all your free bags.
All the girls said there wasn't enough clothes.
Definitely not enough clothes. But then like run the math on what you paid for a spot.
Yeah.
Imagine how much volume you would have to sell even to just try, like, because I get it, you're not like paying to break even on the weekend. It doesn't work that way, right? Like,
yeah, future.
Absolutely, branding, marketing, etc. But you still got to sell shit.
Yeah.
Like you still need to sell some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so you would have to, the volume of clothing you would have to sell would be crazy. But then I would kind of understand as a consumer, like you probably go, oh, I'll get something at the expo.
Yeah. I just thought too, like there's a lot of like, I don't want to be insulting and say mid-level, but like girls that have really loyal followings locally that have brought out clothing brands recently and all that kind of stuff. I just expected people like that to be there.
Yeah, I did too.
Because I come for the selfie.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you're going to buy something.
You'll buy something and then you'll buy something next time because she was so nice and it was so good and blah, blah, blah.
It's like we talked about the merch thing.
Yeah.
It's like go to the concert. You're buying it because you're just buying it because you're there.
Correct.
You want to pay respect to...
Yeah, and then you'll sleep in it.
Pretty much. I got my socks on, though.
Hey. Look out. Yeah.
So yeah, there wasn't a lot of like gym stuff, if I'm being honest.
No.
It's like,
but to be fair, the fitness expo has always been what was Arnold called before the Arnold?
FedEx.
No. So this one's FedEx.
It was called FedEx. The bodybuilding show was called the Australian Grand Prix.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, there was two though, right?
No, so they'd run FedEx
that
weekend, and then the Australian Grand Prix would run next to it at the convention centre.
Yeah, yeah, but there used to be two a year. So there was that one that turned into the Arnold brand that Doherty's has always run.
Yep.
And then there's whoever's running this one has always run one.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Sorry, yeah, you're right. It's FedEx and Phylex.
Yeah, Phylex was a...
You used to go get your CSEs and stuff.
Phylex was a convention for fitness professionals.
Yeah, yeah, but they still had SUPs and all that kind of stuff. It was, but it was more industry-based.
Yeah, I wonder what ever happened to old Phylex. They're probably just like...
Yeah.
The internet probably killed them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, that's
I'd
what...
I'd go now.
That's what I feel like... Yeah, we would for networking, for sure.
Yeah, but they would. They used to have like speakers from like overseas and stuff.
Mm.
Like good speakers.
Yeah.
Not saying they don't now, but yeah. Well, they don't do anything. So.
I think Charles was at that one when we went and saw him.
Yeah.
That was Phylex. That
yeah, I think I went once, and then like being a young guy, obviously abused the system a bit. Used to just sign in.
Yeah, to get your CC.
And then you'd leave.
Yeah, because it was expensive to do the PT version, because it was still just an expo. But yeah, there was seminars running
people
at the same
talking.
Time.
It's like a convention.
It was like $900. So instead of having a side bodybuilding show, they had a side education.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. But yeah, it was very small.
Mm. If you took out... So, I think all the activities saved them.
Yeah.
Because if you took out the powerlifting and the bodybuilding and the CrossFit...
Yeah.
And the CrossFit was right in the middle.
Yeah.
Which wasn't big, but it looked big because they had lots of competitors throughout... Yeah. Like, as in continuously throughout the day. So, the actual area wasn't huge. But yeah, if you took those three things out, like, there would have been nobody in there after midday.
Yeah, well, that's the only reason I was going to the Arnold's. I went to Pro-Ro, I didn't go to the Arnold's.
Mm.
So I wonder if it's just the... Because then the events were smaller, right? Like,
yeah, I get like
how many people going to watch the amateur boxing at the expo? And,
yeah, I get that an expo has to have fitness stuff in it. It's just...
Yeah, it was just it seemed on a much smaller...
Yeah,
it was like you used to go to the pro show for Arnold weekend.
Yeah, it's very small.
It was Pro-Ro and like, yeah, you had... Fucking Ben and Dexter and Jay and all that just rolling around.
Yeah, even the people, like you said, it was very fitness based, which is fair. Yeah. Arnold weekend's going to have bodybuilders.
Yeah. So like I wonder if they'll look at bringing that back. I wonder if they're watching this one going, who's.
Yeah, just to see how many people come through the door. Because they're going to have to do their ROI on it like we have.
Yeah.
Or are going to, sorry.
What's the IFBB numbers like at the moment? Is the sport getting.
It's huge.
Yeah.
More shows. They're they just announced their. They bring in natty division.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
Tested, you mean?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Tested division.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and they've got a show mid-year now for the qualifiers.
Don't they pretend to be tested?
I thought that too, but obviously not.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, number's huge. Like the, sport's getting bigger.
Yeah. So, slight step. Old mate, the Aussie swimmer. He was like, yeah, I'm going to
Magnuson?
I'm going to the Juicy Games.
Juicy Games, yeah.
We were talking about sponsors. So he's a medal winner.
I think so.
I don't think he's won gold, but I think he's a medal
Silver winner. Or something?
He may have.
Mm.
I'm sorry, sir, if you have.
Yeah.
He's a national treasure that's won Olympic gold for us. I don't even know. Has basically just come out and said, like, I'm going, like, $1.5 million prize money. I'm in. Sign
me
up.
Absolutely.
And the Australian Commission's just like, well, you can never come back. It's like, I don't care. Like, $1.5 million.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I get to take steroids.
Yeah, he's probably only one, big event away from retiring anyway.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah. If I know his name, he's been around a while.
Kevin Magnuson.
That's the F1 driver.
Yeah, the F1 driver. His last name's Magnuson. Yeah.
I'll still have the screenshot, so I'll find it.
James, mate. He doesn't he do the backstroke and shit? It's his name? So, anyway.
Swimming authorities, James Magnuson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, 10.
Not Kevin. Sorry, Kev.
Not Kev.
Sorry, Kev.
Kev's probably juiced up.
We'll take you, though. We'll take you as an Aussie.
Yeah.
Take anyone.
They would just fail their test on the stimulants.
Yeah, absolutely.
So does this Juicy Games get legs?
The Juicy Games?
And who sponsors it? How's it work?
The sponsorship thing's interesting.
Because the only reason you don't sponsor it, like, it's not illegal to sponsor. It's just going to be, is there going to be social pushback?
Mm.
So if you're a brand that's already...
All you need to do is work out, like, who are the people who buy your shit that use PEDs?
Yeah.
It's very straightforward. And so they can just inadvertently...
Yeah, if you have a market that's going to be upset by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet it's just
it's
like...
It's a tough place. It is interesting landscape. Like, it'd be...
Crypto? You
know, well, I was going to say, it's going to be like... I assume some form of like no, they won't be allowed to, right? Gambling. Or probably maybe not. They will.
I don't know.
No, but who knows? Because it's a private organization.
Depends where it
is, yeah. So, yeah, like, I was going to say, like, it'll be like gambling. It's going to be like alcohol. Mm. Most likely... some form of like performance clinic.
There's nothing better than watching a bloke with a beer in his hand, like, rag on PEDs. It's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
I love it.
It's like,
yeah.
Is that's your sixth beer today? Yeah, cool. Got it.
yeah, I think I heard someone say something about like how they're all a bunch of cheaters. It's like, I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, who are they cheating against? They're all on it.
Yeah, compared to the times that they pretend to have not taken
it. Yeah. I think I was playing COD, and it would just come up when we were talking to the boys, and I was like, yeah, doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, they're not cheating.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing it.
Correct. Yeah.
So, yeah, people are stupid.
All your heroes are on drugs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was thinking crypto maybe. And crypto, then, like I said, just like anyone that sponsors the Rogan podcast is like...
I thought about that like 10 seconds ago. I just didn't get to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like barbecues. Yeah, mushroom.
Athletic greens.
Yeah.
Yeah, on every fucking podcast. Yeah. They don't care.
Manscaped.
Manscaped. There'll definitely be Manscaped.
Yeah, yeah. Giving out.
Lawnmower volume 705.
Yay.
Now gives you a massage at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm keen for it.
Me too. I said this obviously a while ago. I just want to see the difference.
I'm excited to see someone run like a 9.5 and be like, they're all on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be some sports where it's not going to be much different.
Yeah.
And then people are going to be like, oh, well, they're just...
But how good was Usain Bolt? He did it natural. It's like, Yeah. Yeah. The Jamaican sprinting team just overnight bred four of the greatest sprinters ever.
Yeah.
When they got a new coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. It was just the program for sure.
It's definitely the program. It's definitely the program.
Yeah. Hilarious. Anyway, back to the expo. So... Yeah, I think the interesting culture that you have at the moment is like you said, the spend. How much access to people online if you spend that versus in person?
Mm.
So I'm in a weird spot at the moment because it's like, take my week out of it. Really successful event for us.
Of course.
Had 100 opt-ins. We got 100 pieces of content out to people. Mm. I think we had 22 booking calls.
Mm.
So that means that there's 70 odd that just got resources, which is awesome. But I think our attendance rate is like...
Of course.
25%.
Yeah, and that was always going to be the case.
Yeah, I was like 50. I'll accept 50.
Yeah.
But yesterday it was like none from four.
Yeah, I think... The further away from the day as well, the harder that was always going to be.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've got another 6 on Monday. So, pray for me, guys.
We'll get another 0, so.
I'll just plan work that day.
Yeah.
So, I think I would do that differently in the future. I think the way we would structure it is just like everyone gets a thing. Mm. Like, here's a workshop, here's a piece of content, here's a thing, and then some way to like...
Follow up on it.
Screen them and be like, you are the right fit. For what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Because, on paper, the event itself, definitely worth it. Me taking basically a week out of the business to make...
Good week to take out of it, but you don't want... Like, what if it wasn't?
Yeah.
You're fucked.
And then you kind of get into this thought of four of us there for 2 days. What would we do with 16 hours and four people
of course.
Not there?
Yeah.
Could you generate the same amount of...
Absolutely.
Engagement, outcome, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. The engagement part was pretty impactful instantly.
Mm.
So that was like a good part of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just got to... You do have to throw out all of the options and go, well, how's our time and money best spent to get the best return?
Return, yeah.
Yeah, which is why we do this.
It was so interesting, like, to see... I didn't actually see him all weekend. The booth was empty every time I walked past it. But there was that guy that was just... He was a coach.
Yeah, yeah.
With his branding up, yeah, double booth.
Like, I think he obviously was sponsored by a supplement company. I think they just come in for a little bit because I saw them there.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I looked at that too and I was like, man, like...
That would have been 10, 15...
But I guess like maybe someone like that has a couple 100,000 followers and he's got like a training app.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought. And I was like, but even then I'm like,
yeah,
running the math on.
To make 10 grand back.
Like, would you not have been better off just spending that somewhere else? But then I thought maybe the supplement company paid for him to come.
Yeah.
And they did the half of the booth. And it just looked like it was his.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think about that too. I was like, this doesn't make sense. And I'm like, it does make sense.
Yeah. That.
Yeah. Because when you listen to like, so one of the only very few bits of knowledge you get out of the real bodybuilding podcast is even like when they fly bodybuilders to shows and pay for their accommodation.
Yeah.
Not ones that are just guest speaking, like people to compete.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, this is how it happens. This is the game, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the supplement companies are... you know, getting people to be where they want them to be.
Yeah, well, think, like, if they had, I was saying before, like, the names that used to walk around at the Arnold were like, fuck, yeah. I just walked past Jay Cutler. I just walked past whatever.
They had BPAC and Cedric McMillan there, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so it's worth, I think that year they had everyone.
And Brandon Curry was there, I think, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good year.
That's worth, for a lot of people, that's worth paying a ticket.
How much was a ticket? Because everyone kept asking me. I was like, I bought an expensive one.
Yeah, maybe like an exhibit 50 ticket. Bucks or something. I don't know. Oh, for the weekend?
Well,
don't know.
Yeah, because I'm no like, idea. Someone kept, like a few people asked me like how much the ticket was.
Yeah.
Probably
something we should know.
Because it'd be interested to know, because from that perspective, I don't know if it was worth it or not to go.
Yeah, of course.
You know, because it's like, I don't know.
What would you have paid?
I would have paid probably 50 bucks.
Yeah. I think any more than that.
Well, $50 is like an adult fucking dollar, so
yeah, it's like on the movies these days.
So
yeah,
it's probably like $50. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. I'll find the price. Just say something.
Say the things and entertain the people. But I think the biggest standout reward is just going to be the connections that we made.
Yeah, well, it was like $30 a day, $50 for the weekend, which I would I would pay for that. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you know, We always talk about the difference between like luck and opportunity and like you know, finding yourself in these situations and these opportunities. They're not just really like, it's not luck. It's because you're putting yourself in the situation first, and then, you know, the planets align and you're like, oh, you have something we need, we have something you need, like, let's talk. So, and we've talked a lot about sometimes we don't go to things that, because you know, the core product or the core service is not what we need / want, but then it's like, oh, I'd be good just to go because there's a 200-300 coaches in the room and you know, whoever else is there.
Yeah.
So yeah, sometimes it's like, it's so hard to get definitive like
return on investment
is meant this for us.
Yeah.
Because in 2-3 weeks time it could be,
hey, I just did your programming.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Or the next workshop sold out or whatever.
Yeah.
The podcast numbers go up or, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. So hard to quantify.
Yeah. Or it's even that simple conversation with the Oz Active gentleman, and then, which we probably would never have spoken about again.
Of course.
Because before that, I was like, it's too hard.
It's hard, don't.
And he's like, it's not that hard. And then it's like, well, if we do that, does that.
And then we were like, oh, yeah, everyone says everything that we do is hard.
And we still do it.
And it's not.
Yeah. And even if it is hard, we still do it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So that, like, and does that build traction?
Yeah. I did have a call with a franchise this week too, which is a big deal.
Absolutely.
So yeah, those are worth it. So I think I would just do it differently. I'm just tired and salty because I did calls.
Yeah. Because you booked time and people didn't come.
Yeah. So yeah, which I think sucks. If we did it another way where it was like, we'll reach out to you during the week. And you can ghost me then before I book you in.
Yeah.
Before I book 12 hours of calls and no one comes. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Not no one, but like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon I reckon next time we just do an inventory of like, so they don't get their stuff on the day.
Yeah.
And they put all their contact details in and what they won.
Yeah.
And then we contact them to give them their price
during the week. Yeah.
And then they get a
a
screening of like,
yeah.
And then we go, cool. Maybe should think about this as well.
Yeah, I've already,
of course, I've
designed it.
Of course.
I think 2 a.m. I was annoyed.
It's fine.
Yeah, do the scorecard, send you the prize, off you go.
Yep.
Yeah, and then there'll be screening stuff in there.
Yep.
See if you're a good fit for us or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's like a lot of people that we would have helped this week too, like doing the biz audit calls.
Yeah.
Like I spoke to a couple of people that were like returning to industry. One girl was 4 weeks in. Like, that, I know that conversation for both of those people will make them an extra $5,000 a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So it's still impactful what we were able to achieve. Mm. Yeah. And just even like catch up with some people that we haven't seen for ages. And
yeah.
Yeah, it was good to be in amongst it again.
Yeah. Even just like branding wise, it was good.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, and lots of people were really impressed we went, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I don't know.
It's hard to put a price on it.
Yeah, for sure.
It's hard to put. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it's next time, maybe it's like, why didn't you go? Because you should be there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then it's like, oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. 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 We'll do it better next time if we do it.
I'm excited to do a cool booth after the first experience. Like now we know, all right, this is what.
Yeah. Because we need more time to prepare to.
Yeah, we just didn't get information though. It was just like,
it's hard to work out.
You pay this company and they do stuff.
Yeah, I didn't.
And then that was like no more information. And we got there on Friday, Jess and I walked to this booth that had like really cool sign and our like desk and stuff and everything was black and looked really good and just like plain white walls. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? So I basically turned flyers that we were going to have and result Instagram posts into posters and then basically wrestled with Officeworks. Yeah, on my phone at a restaurant. Wrestled with Officeworks to get them ready in time. And we had them up. And it looked good, but it just wasn't. We weren't clear enough until what was actually going on, which was kind of the goal. Like, we wanted to have conversations. We didn't want people to just, like, read the sign.
Mm.
But, yeah, next time will be
better.
Yeah. Podcast. Yeah. I think podcast drive more than product drive. Just bring people into the coming to
give them something. I think handing people stuff is good too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Even like a small little card with like one side's like,
QRs,
are you a PT?
Yeah.
QR codes for that. Are you a lifter?
Yeah.
And it's like, you just hit the QR code and it's like, here's the podcast, here's the website, here's the this, here's the that.
Yeah. I wonder if next time we could do a dual booth, hey? In one space.
Yeah. Hard messaging wise to get real clear.
Yeah. It's like, are you a personal trainer? No. Here's the fit card. You know what I mean? Like it's...
Yeah.
Because it just was like, what do we say now? When they said no, it was like, we have this whole other business that you're probably interested in.
Yeah. I think, as long as we have... Yeah. I think if we have something to give them, just...
Yeah.
We can go, oh, we'll take that.
Have go a read. Look at this. Yeah.
Get on there and look at some free resources and...
Yeah.
Because we could just make stuff for that expo weekend and give them access to it and they just scan the QR code and they all could get it.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and then, so maybe we do that.
Win 8 weeks free coaching, sorry.
Yeah, like a competition obviously goes a long way to get contact lists and stuff. So I'm sure we could come up with something.
Yeah.
We were just first time trying to work it out.
Yeah, it was really...
Which I think we did good for a first time.
100%. Yeah, just the amount of opt-ins. Like, I think we got 62 from in-house.
Yeah.
And the rest are online. So, that was cool. Quick break in the episode, guys. I just want to ask you one question. Are you running a business or are you working a job? Running a business means thinking like a business owner, having systems that do all the grindy work for you, a service that's guaranteed to get your clients results, social media and referrals that are driving business to you, and getting leads that you always close. If instead you feel like you're lost, you're stuck, you're at the mercy of your clients, you're just working another job. If that's you, you need to check out Standout PT. It's our signature education program
a 26-week online course designed to take you from working a job to actually running a business. The average coach that goes through Standout PT and completes all the modules gets a 300% increase in revenue inside their business. We have weekly workshops, weekly Q&As, and over 30 units for you to go through, all with text and video to make sure you're totally covered for everything you need in your business. Just head to stcfit.com, navigate to the Standout PT page, and book yourself a free, no obligation discovery call and see if Standout PT is right for you. Back to the show.
So cool story. I had a chat with, shout out to Ollie because I know he'll be listening.
I haven't got the power pops yet, although he told me to get these paddle pops from Aldi.
Right.
I haven't got them yet, bro.
From Aldi?
Yeah, so they got their own version. Okay. He told me to get the rainbow ones.
All right. I just bought paddle pop rainbow. I'm working my way through the boxes. I'm
pretty sure he told me. I've got it in my... Yeah, but he said the Aldi ones. They go hard.
All right.
I've had a few people tell me to go to Aldi.
Don't we have an Aldi in Gisborne?
I would assume...
Do you know how random that is?
Yeah.
We don't have... We've had one takeaway shop. And we have an Aldi.
Yeah, but... That's probably why, because everyone buys their food.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. It's like the takeaway market's hard, man.
Stop being...
It's like there's adults. Not enough people where you live
to
fund somebody's business, bro.
I got it. Yeah, open a fucking chicken shop. We got a new coffee shop this week. I haven't been yet. I'll report back next week.
Because that's like one thing you need, right?
No, there's not enough.
Yeah, everyone keeps going three little pigs. Yeah. Fuck off.
It's there's caffeine like next door as well. So there's two next to each other.
Yeah, then you got the Jolly, which, like, you know, no one knows.
No one wants to go to Jolly. You don't go to Gisborne to go to Jolly Miller, man.
Yeah. Maybe the locals
as much as we did, but...
Maybe the locals do.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're over... It's almost like if you're over 50, you go to Caffeine. And if you're under 50, you go to Three Little Pigs.
Okay.
It's like a very distinct...
Well, they have the play center, so it's very distinct who they're looking for.
Yeah, if you look at the tables out the front, it's like usually a lot of men... Outside, having their coffee, looking like mobsters. And then next door, it's like the families of the dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
Very, very stark.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good, this caffeine place.
But like low key, the menu's way better.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Little Pig's a little limited.
Go sit with the mobsters. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
We'll make some friends.
Little Pig's let me work in there for $4.
Yeah.
For the cost of a coffee. I don't care. So I'm like, you're my best
friend. What's the deal with that? Have you ever been in a place and like, we'll get to Ollie as well.
Yes, Oz, bro. He's like,
get to you, bro. I promise. Have you ever been in a cafe and people are just like, hey, bro, what? Like,
in Paris.
Wow. Yeah. That's the most European thing ever, though. It's like, you pay for everything.
So I went to do my check-ins while we're away. And I like, walked in, it was like bougie as fuck place. Like, you know the place I used to go to with the ice creamery of coffee beans that I used to buy beans from?
Yeah,
it was like that, but it was a fucking coffee shop.
Yeah, see.
I was like, this is mad. I was like, I'm coming here every day. And I sat down, I opened my laptop and the like chick behind the counter was just like eyeing me off. I'm like, fucking French. Like, so I looked up and there's like signs everywhere, like no laptops. So you don't come to work.
Yeah,
you don't take up a fucking booth.
You come to enjoy your coffee and leave.
Yeah, and I bet it would have come as like we left, but it would have come with like soda water and like
it was
an experience. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like don't come fucking work here.
Yeah,
Okay. So then we went around the corner, and I was like, oh, can I use my laptop here? And we ended up in like the best seat in the fucking house with a view over the park and shit. Yeah. And I was like, okay, this
worked out real
much
well.
Better.
Yeah, okay.
The French are forgiven.
I've never had it happen to me, but I've never done it that often.
Yeah, you're not a cafe guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, I probably could get around it because when I went to, again, Ollie, we're coming back to you, bro. I got my car serviced.
Yeah. Oh, you worked from there,
For once, actually was very close to the price that I anticipated.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it, dude. So here I am, like, this car's going to cost me like fucking $5,000.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And they're going to find all this shit in it because, you know, that's just what they do, yeah? And then, yeah, just did the brakes, did the windscreen wipers, you know, did the...
Does that mean that every other time you've been there, your car genuinely needed that shit?
Well, you know what? I don't believe so because...
It's a new mechanic.
I baited them, right? So I didn't change... They told me last time I needed spark plugs. Mm-hmm. Like, rather, they're lithium spark plugs.
Yeah.
These things are meant to go for about 100,000 Ks.
Yeah.
At the time, it had only done 32,000.
Right.
So I was like, you either replace those because they're broken and under warranty.
Yeah.
Or I'm not replacing them because it's not wear and tear.
Yeah.
So they didn't replace them.
Okay.
And then they were like, How'd you get the spark plugs and the air filter and that? And I put an aftermarket air filter in it. And I said, yeah, I changed them. And then they would have ran it through the computer.
Yeah.
I said, oh, how'd you go with the spark plugs? Oh, yeah, they're all good. So I was like, dicks, brother. Dicks.
That's shit.
Yeah, man. And like, I'm telling you, change the spark plugs on those things.
It's like $1,000, man.
Absolutely. It'd be $600 just for the spark plugs, $120 each.
Yeah, and then I don't imagine they're easy to get to.
Nah, bro, you should see all the cords, man.
Labor would have been...
Yeah, you got to take like all the mounts off the engine for all the electronics and then get to the...
I wonder what labor is these days, like $120 now or something?
Nah, more than that.
Fuck.
$170 or something.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I remember like doing my work experience for...
I could have told you. And I don't have my car with me.
They were billing $80 an hour. And I was like, I was doing full services, bro, at 16.
Yeah.
Getting, I think we were back then, you got $15 a week.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to take my car to get service.
Maybe it was like $10 a day or some
you
shit.
You work on it.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It's terrifying.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah.
So I worked at the dealership. Like, I obviously went and trained with Matt and Jess.
Yeah.
And then come back and I worked at the dealership.
I'll talk about that on Fit too.
Yeah. And I got so much work done.
Yeah.
Because it was like in the zone.
Yeah.
And no one was, I didn't have the distractions of the dogs and, you know, just being comfortable being on my computer. Like, oh, look up this. Because sometimes the double screen does wreck you.
Took the words out of my mouth.
Like, double screen's good, but then sometimes it wrecks you too because you just get distracted by...
If you've got something you got to get done,
mm.
as long as it's not like... I find like using Canva and stuff slow.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, on the laptop, it's not it.
Writing and stuff though.
Yeah.
I actually like creating... I make my reels on there faster than I do on the big computer because I get distracted.
Yep.
But yeah, like writing stuff out, stuff using ChatGPT, planning shit, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that 3 hours after a double shot is like...
Yeah.
Fucking... it's like the Limitless movie.
Yeah, I just like couldn't do it here. Because it's like, where am I going to go? Where a cafe where like a bunch of kids will be there because everyone around here at 10 a.m. has children and...
So it's like, so I just end up in this fucking, especially if I have noise cancelling headphones
on. That's
true,
I do.
It's like a white noise distractive thing that just forces you to just move in to
understand.
Be one with your computer. It's wild. Yeah, that's what happens to me anyway.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it.
And I don't know, well, you haven't seemed to express it. And like we know we talk about your house being amazing. But like, I really like my house. I really like my office. I'm really happy with the setup I have.
Yeah.
But I just some days I'm like, I'm allergic to going in there.
Yeah, I think if I didn't go to the gym, I would have to go out.
Yeah.
Because like, even yesterday I didn't have to train. I like wanted to go out of the house.
Yeah.
So I tried to go to the driving range and it was closed. And I was like, this is going to be a bad day. Turned out to be a really bad day.
Yeah, true.
So, yeah, it's just like getting out of the house. Yeah. So, yeah, going to a cafe or something might be good.
Yeah. There's a good one on the river in Werribee. I can't think of the name of it.
Yeah, I know you're talking about it. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it either.
Sit out the back.
I forget, like, going river. Down.
Yeah, there's like 800 coffee shops.
Yeah, and some of them are like really good now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because I grew up there. Just like...
Yeah.
It's like... Yeah, but it's like way different now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
There's a good one in Saltwater Coast as well.
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called, but yeah, there's a couple of spots around here that I used to go.
Maybe I'll do that once a week. Just get out, do some stuff.
Alamander's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby Chino's
a
bit squishy.
Small. Yeah. Can make it work. Can make it work.
But it's definitely a thing. Mm. So, Ollie.
Yes. Here we are. We're 15 minutes later.
Yeah, yeah. So, welcome to Stand Out PT, bros. I think he's been listening for like 2 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you said he remembers... He told me the story of listening to... He said, I was going back through... He must have done what we done, just a rabbit hole. Right. Found a podcast and just was like, I'm going to listen to everything.
They just progressively got worse.
Yeah. I'm going to finish Ollie's story and then I need to come back to that. So, said that he heard our, like, your first year pod episode somehow about, like, having the documents, minimum terms and all that kind of stuff. He's like... Bro, I spent like 6 hours that weekend getting it done. And he's like, I felt like such a big boy afterwards. It's like I had real business after.
That's it. That's good. That's what the pods are for.
Like, yeah, like I was saying, like those phone calls that I probably had this week that as much as I'm like being like, fuck, spent like 3 hours on calls that didn't turn into anything.
Yeah.
For them, I know it helped.
Absolutely.
So maybe I just needed this conversation to make me feel better.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I feel like it. I feel like I'm bringing you back to life.
Yeah, man. It's been a week.
Yeah, it's okay. I get it. I know you're working hard and we appreciate you. Still be worth it.
We're okay. It's all going to be okay.
Yeah. And next time we're not going to book them all in one day.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to probably drag them out a bit. It's fine.
We're going to Sydney. It's going to be all right.
Yeah. Agreed.
Oh, by the way. Actually, I have to come back to another story and then I'm going to a new story. This podcast has erupted now.
Yeah.
It's like I had nothing planned.
Strap yourself in. We are going everywhere.
I've had caffeine and I haven't seen Jace for 7 days.
Yeah.
5 days. Someone shared, I don't know if you saw, episode 21, bro. The return with Damon.
No way.
Yeah. I've actually got a voice message from her that I haven't listened to because it was like, I can't listen to it right now. That's the risk of sending people voice messages, by the way. I'm not rude. It's just like, I can't listen to that right now. And then it's been 4 days.
Yeah.
It happens a lot. But yeah, she went straight back to the start. I was like, bro, you don't want to do that. She's like, no, I like the character development. I was like, no.
We were like young.
Children.
Yeah. Like young men, I guess. Like, itch. I don't know. Like, how old were we when we started back? We would have been like 26.
That would have been, 28. So I just moved to Essendon.
Yeah, so it means, it would have been just before I got married. Yeah, so 2017.
Yeah, because I'd already met Amy when I moved to Essendon.
That wasn't that long ago.
So, yeah.
It was 2018. That's
8 years, bro.
It's a long time. Still, it's not when you're 36. It's like I was still a grown-ass man at 28. Yeah.
Do you know what the scary thing is? It's number 21 because the other ones got deleted.
Yeah.
Because they're really bad.
They're so bad. They go in the vault with the fucking photo shoot.
Yeah, so that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, good luck. Yeah. She's like, I listened to it on 2X speed. And I was like, fuck, imagine how high-pitched my nasally voice is.
Right.
Fuck.
G'day,
at 2X, that would be horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that was actually a compliment of the weekend. I got told I don't have a... Someone said...
No nasals.
No, they're like, oh, what accent do you have? And I was like, sorry, what?
Yeah.
Where are you from? And I was like...
Melbourne.
Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, oh, you don't have that whiny... Act like that whiny Australian.
Was, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, English well, she was, look.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was, for me, I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, don't sound like, and I was like, I get it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tam said when I shared that post, Tam said he's like, I just went and turned it on for a minute. He goes, fuck, I didn't realize how stark the difference in your voice is.
And that's better. Not even the start.
It's better.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I know. The very first one, the way we're going to talk about CrossFit.
Yeah. It's like nails on a chalkboard, making me sweat.
Sorry, bro. Ugh. We can stop now. We can stop. You talk about when I was fat or something.
Yeah, yeah. That's much better. It's much better. And even yesterday, I shared the 5-year throwback on the casting couch. It's wild that...
That was good
content. We used to have people come to us and be like, this is the best production, the best value that's like around right now. And then you look at it, you're like,
yeah, when you showed me that, I was like,
it's horrible. Ick. Yeah.
Ick.
Yeah. One of my clients, she's so sweet. She was trying to be nice.
Of course.
She's like, oh, you boys look the same. And I was like,
we do not.
Please tell me I'm bigger right now than I was in my photo. She's like, oh, no. Like, you just haven't, you've aged well. That's all. I'm like,
yeah.
Got my fucking eye.
It's all right, man. I know the front of my head is a bit darker than it back then. You know? Like,
let's pull it back a little bit. Yeah,
the hairline's moving. I get it.
Nah, look, I'll take the compliment. I'll take it. But fuck. Like, I hope I'm not that small.
Fuck. When I look back now at those, I'm like, fuck. Even then, like, I kind of like every now and then was like, I feel a little bit big.
Yeah.
And you're just not.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're big compared to what you were.
But like, I just look like a normal person who worked out.
Yeah.
That's gut-wrenching.
Yeah. I didn't look like I worked out. So, like, just enjoy that, bro. Look like a runner.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Maybe that guy plays football.
Yeah.
That's, I reckon I've like, been walking into a cafe or something, like, oh, that guy must like play footy or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that was one thing that I was thriving on the weekend. It was just like bantering with like the ones that you could banter with. It was like this young kid. And I'm like, you PT, bro? And he's like, hey, man, I coach footy. Is that the same? I go, brother, they are not the same. just the back and forth, like with some of the young kids and
asking people that work really hard on their bodies if they're personal trainers that think personal trainers are like gods.
Yeah, yeah.
This one girl was just like, just went absolutely flushed and was just like, oh my God, thank you so much. You've like made my weekend. I'm like, bro, you're jacked.
Yeah.
Like, and just outfit, posture, everything. I'm like, you look like a personal trainer. Like, you look like you've been doing it for 2 years. You look tired. No, I'm joking.
It's like, you look like you're addicted to caffeine and you have a sleep deprivation. Are you a personal trainer?
And you hate everybody here. Yeah, no, it was cool. And then the square Asian guy was like, you're a personal trainer? He's like, nah. I'm like, are you fucking sure? And he was like, oh, you're a monster, bro. He's a
big man.
Yeah, yeah. It was cool. It was fun to engage with everyone.
Yeah, that was fun.
Quick episode break. You guys know, if you've seen anything that I create on my stories, my design skills suck. My socials still look good because we went and got help. Now you can too. STC's new web service can take your business branding and design to the next level. Ash and the team didn't just create templates for us. They dove into who we were, what we cared about, and what our message is, and helped us to design an overall brand that represents what we care about. We use their social pack every single day. They built our website and they even helped us build out our app. All those services are now available to you. You just have to go to stcfit.com, navigate to web services, find out what it's all about, and book a free discovery call to see what is right for you.
So the most common conversation I've had this week is like from, I've done some catch-up calls with standout PT grads and I've done calls with people that haven't started yet. And everything is all around like the niche thing.
Yeah.
Who do I work with? What does my business look like? All that kind of stuff. But one of the graduate or two of the graduate conversations that we had, you and I have had conversations about off camera as well, that I found really interesting. During that chat, I was like, how long have you guys been PTs for? Like, oh, 4 years. I'm like, bro, 4 years in, I was training mums.
Yeah.
Jace was still training mums.
Yeah.
Like, probably had, I said at the time, I maybe had one. One of my clients 4 years in would be a client of mine now.
Yep. Same.
Yeah. It's like, you don't.
So impatient, man, because they just, what they get to see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We talk about it all the time.
So do you think, this is where I'm torn, right? As a mentor, I'm like, do it faster, go get the thing. Chase, work hard, like build that authority and stuff. My niche happened organically.
Yep.
Like I just got a couple of people that wanted to look good and wanted to be strong. And I was, because I had a physique based background and I was heavily into strength training myself, the two came together.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, really well. And the demographic I got along with really, really well. I think you probably nurtured yours more. Maybe not, because you just became the physique guy in the gym. So anyone that had a physique goal, that wanted to be strong, wanted to work.
I kind of walked in there the day one, like with the goal of doing that.
Yeah.
You know, because I just came out of uni, like, and I was training to try and bodybuild.
Yeah.
So I was just like, this is how I train.
Yeah.
And this is how I want to.
But it just happened. I guess what I mean is like it happened over time. Like you still had fat loss clients, mums.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
So, CrossFit, fucking.
Yeah, I didn't get frustrated. I never got frustrated to the point where like I didn't want to do it anymore because I was working with like Jane, who like only wanted to come to the gym when I was there.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? Like, because I feel like it's good to niche down and it's absolutely fine to go all in.
Yeah.
But I feel like where the wheels fall off for people, which, you know, kind of clips their wings a little bit, is they get disappointed when they have to show up for these other people that they currently work with. And it's like, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just flip a switch instantly and just have a book full of, like, clients that are just dedicated and committed and, you know, working for a very specific outcome. Like, you still got all of these people that you've worked with for a period of time. You're just trying to gravitate towards these people So you can't get frustrated and pissed off and stuff like working with these people right now. It's kind of like a bit of a rite of passage to move over here, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like you have to create them, hey?
Well, you got to create a lot of them because no one's going to respect you if you don't.
Yeah.
Like, who's going to, like, the if you don't create them, you're competing with everyone else who has created them, who knows more than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
done it more.
Without trying to sound like a dick, but sometimes you kind of have to. It's like you're competing with me and you.
Then, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like years of experience, way better spoken at the moment. Same education, but the way to apply it is faster.
Yeah.
Probably a little clearer in direction, way more confident in projecting.
Yeah.
So, you know,
the stack of proof's just higher.
Picking the side, you know, we can just be like, nah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, don't do this type deal.
Yeah.
So you've got people looking at that, and then you've got people looking at this person who's a bit newer in, and it's like, well, you're directly competing with those, with that, if you're not going to create your own.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a way tougher space to get into.
Yeah. So what I've been thinking is like what you can curate potentially in your face-to-face business is personality.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can decide what type of person you work with.
Mm.
Because I think in a face-to-face environment, it's pretty easy to turn over clients.
Yeah.
And like if you're listening and you're like having trouble filling your book and all that kind of stuff, like it's about output. Like, you're not making the calls, you're not walking the floor, you're not talking to the people, you're not booking sessions.
That's it.
Like, that's not a skill set thing, that's not anything. It's just like you're just not doing the reps. It's actually simple. Mm. Maybe you have some resistance, so easy is the wrong word, but it's very simple to get new clients in your face-to-face business.
Yeah.
So, if it's simple to do that and you can replace someone, if you get 6 weeks into a relationship and you're like, it's a 12-week minimum term and you can see that it's not working, it's quite easy to be like, as a relationship thing, I hate hanging out with you. Like, you know what I mean?
And say it to them just like that.
Yeah, fuck them. So, and I think in my experience, they leave anyway.
Of course.
Like, I think
if you don't vibe, if you don't vibe, no one's hanging around.
I think I've never actually told someone I'm not working with you anymore.
It's like when we go to sack people, they quit.
They leave anyway. They know. They feel it fucking coming.
They feel it.
Yeah, yeah.
They feel us pulling the gauntlet up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like we've got a... maybe Tam's a fucking...
Snitch.
Yeah. Send messages out.
Hey, man, you got to get out now.
Fuck them before they fuck you. I don't even remember where I was going with that now.
I'm just here for the ride. My short-term memory is terrible, so...
Jace is recovering from a migraine,
and I'm
just recovering. So it's easy to replace those clients, and I think if you don't vibe in that first 12 weeks, they're probably going to be the ones that don't stay anyway.
No, absolutely.
And that's fine. You just grab another one.
Yeah.
I think the ratio is probably 20 to 30% if you're pulling clients in. Like, if you're doing the phone calls and stuff, like, you'll miss sales because you don't vibe. They'll tell you it's money, but it's because you don't vibe.
Yeah.
Then you'll lose people at the 12-week mark because you don't vibe. So, yeah, it's an interesting dynamic. And what I said to the boys I was chatting with, I was like, why don't you just go work with people that you get along with? They don't have to be physique athletes. They don't have to have weapons. They don't have to fucking weigh everything to the gram.
Because you probably can make them if you get along, right?
Yeah, and that's like, the most adherent clients I've had, if I look at like the top 10 ever, I'd say 7 of them worked 9-to-5 jobs or that turned into 9-to-6 jobs because they were just that way inclined. They were just high achieving people that didn't want to compete, didn't care about, like, I got them to do bikini pageants and liftoffs and stuff, and I was like, hey, do you want to go do powerlifting? Because, like, you know, you'd place. Like, no.
Yeah.
But check-in was perfect every week. Everything was adhering every week. Everything was fucking, like, just beast mode all the time.
Yep.
But they just weren't motivated by that side of things.
Yep.
But had great conversations with them, very similar values, would still, like, hang out with them and chat with them now. Like, it's like they don't have to... Just niching on the goal outcome in a face-to-face environment too early, I think leaves you frustrated because you're like, oh, I just want someone that eats fucking chicken and rice.
And just as a reality check for everyone else, like if you and I had to go back to the gym to rely on an income stream from face-to-face, like it's, there's a bit of natural selection there.
Yeah.
But there's probably some people that sit either side that you're like, sure, I would do it. Especially if you like wanted that income stream and you know, you're paying rent and make it worth it and stuff. It's like, yeah when we open up our face-to-face, that it's probably going to be more of a, this is what I want to do and who I want to work with. But yeah, it's like 12 years, 15 years.
Yeah.
Not saying it takes that long, but it's a little bit more down the road, that choice or...
Yeah, I've actually...
For most people, you know.
I've had the thought of like, every time I go, not every time, but when I walk into Body Blitz every now and then, I'm just like, fuck. There's one male
It'd
trainer.
Be fun.
There's one male trainer there. He's real young.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's no big personality. I had someone like, I think he's asked me 5 times.
Yeah.
He's like, can you coach me? And ironically, he's like really annoying, so I wouldn't want
him. So he wants a face-to-face.
He goes, mate, I'll pay you $90 for an hour. I was like, mate, when I left 4 years ago, I was charging 110. And he was like, oh, fuck.
Good on him, though.
I'm like, you know how you think I'm good and you've seen my like, you found me on Facebook and shit? I'm like,
I love that.
Yeah, like, this is not. We aren't talking about the same thing here.
I love how that was his go-to. I'll pay you $90, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think he started at 60 and just, like, kept putting it up. Yeah. And I was like, mate, I was getting 110 before I left. And he's like, oh, okay. But, yeah, like, I would go in there and I would probably train 45-year-old men.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Because it's like, there's a young, jacked female coach in there already. I'll get some of them that want to work with a male coach and then all the corporates.
Yeah.
It's like, well, over time, maybe I would accumulate an athletic population, but I'd expect that to probably take 1 to 2 years.
Yeah.
Unless I pushed external marketing.
Yeah.
And then it's like...
But even then, it's still like if you're trying to get that just from the gym. Correct.
Correct.
You can't change what people like to do.
Yeah.
Or where they live.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's still a very big reflection of who's walking in the door.
Yeah. So then it's like, oh, I moved to what was Powerhouse in Sunbury. That's a bodybuilding gym. It's like, cool. Maybe I'll get some bodybuilders there. And it's like, well, no one hires a coach there. And no one's going to pay $120 an hour for a coach there.
Mm.
So it's like...
Yeah. So it's the juggling act, right? Which ball do you throw?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's, I think, knowing the skill set we have now that we'd still do that in that environment, I think, if I did it though, I would be I want to hang out with the right people, not goal-based.
Yeah. To just, so I don't sound like an asshole the whole time. I do understand it might be really frustrating with where a lot of people are. Like, they've done a little bit of work to get into the industry. Let's be real. Like, once you're 12 months in, statistically, you've done a fantastic job to keep yourself in the industry.
Probably the top 10%.
Correct. So then, you know, the second year, the third year, and then the fourth year, like, people are like, oh, I've been in this
game. Your apprenticeship's done.
Yeah, I've been in this game for long enough. I should be, you know, making good money. I should be working with these people. Like, you know, there's trajectory that I want to see. The hard part is that if you're working off a demographic, and let's say it is young kids who want to get huge, if you don't create them, they're just going to go straight. You're going to think about their mentality. They're going to skip straight to the dude that's already there.
Yeah.
So that's where we're just going banging on that drum of like creating them. The more you get, you show people that you can create them, the more likely people who aren't where they want to be will go, oh, this person will get me there.
Yeah.
Because they're not always going to gravitate just towards like some people are intimidated of like the big jack dude.
Yeah.
But they probably still want to be shredded, a bit more muscle than they have now, you know, whatever. So if they see coaches churning out results with people, it's like, oh, that person looked like me and now they look like this. Like, they're not going to gravitate towards the person that when these coaches and trainers actually sit back and get frustrated, they're like, oh, I want to work with these people. They look nothing like this person.
Yeah.
So they're just totally missing a portion of the market that they're really able to kind of attract.
Yeah.
And which is totally normal because then they're looking at, maybe the person that can already squat, you know, 2 times their body weight. Like for your example, maybe the person that's already, you know, 6 to 12 months out from a bodybuilding show or something who wants to do well. Like
I was telling the same group, I mean, they're in a tough situation at the moment where I had 9 competitors, 12 tests, so 12 results that are all testing. and 9 of them are in soft suits at comps. And that's not actually who I target. I'm not out here like I'm a powerlifting coach. It's not my thing. So I
remember at one point you were like, this could be my last powerlifting comp. It was like last year.
Now you've got
even more powerlifters.
I want to talk about that as well. But it's like at the moment I'm putting out results posts. And I'm like, fuck, can I just drop all these in a week?
Yeah.
And then get back to body composition, working on weaknesses, lifestyle shit. Like we're like a really getting back into content now this week, which has done terribly, by the way.
You're getting punished.
Fuck, man. Rough. Yeah. Just like... I am actually apprehensive of ending up that guy. I don't want a full book of competitors.
Of course.
I like building them, but I've built a few and then I had like, hey, you did that for them. Can you do it for me? And they were already like, I've got a comp in 8 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever.
Yeah.
And I want to do this. I'm like, fuck, we're okay.
Yeah.
So I think that is also why, like, yes, I'm getting punished for not showing up for since my kid was born. But also, people are like, you're the powerlifting coach. Then I'm like, you know, it's more important than an external goal? Your values. And people are like, what, motherfucker? I just want a total more.
Yeah, just give it to the platform, big dog.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, okay, it's like a rebranding shift back to like what I'm good at. So that's been, I'm just like having that conversation in my head of like, it'll take 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like actually getting some traction going again. And obviously, like, because of the way I'm just doing my content based on the pillars and mentalities first.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the boring one.
You've just got to get over the hump.
Yeah. So it's just like, get through that. And then, like, oh, cool. So he does talk about like training and nutrition and shit. Yeah. Which I haven't done in a really long time either.
Yep.
So
that'd be good.
It'd be interesting.
Good to see.
So, and that's the other thing is the powerlifting thing. So nationals with Mads last year, I was like, I knew the two girls that competed with Mads when she competed were probably touch and go in terms of whether they'd already kind of shown signs of like, I want to do running, I want to do whatever. I'm like,
this has an expiry date.
Yeah, it's just like, maybe you'll compete, but you're not going to be like a fucking competitor.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll do it for fun and I'll do other shit.
Yeah.
Do some bodybuilding, do some running, do some powerlifting, which I love coaching.
Yeah.
But I kind of took just a minute at nationals. I was like, this could be it for me.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, the ride could be.
Yeah. Like, Mads will probably want to come back and she'll improve and that'll be cool.
Yeah.
But this might be kind of, I was running at the time. I think I'd just done my first 5K. Like, I was like,
yeah,
I'm not that guy. This is probably the end of an era for me. And I was like, this, I'm just going to appreciate this for what it is. This is literally the biggest powerlifting team I've ever had.
I think I had
a year later.
I think I had a moment like that at some point now. And then now look at me as well. Like,
yeah.
So I think like things have lined up, obviously, because you're just persistent, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's just getting, I think maybe that mindset was like, don't talk to them. I wasn't interested in talking to powerlifters. I was interested in talking to people that wanted to look good and lift heavy. So just went back to that.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, well, I do. I am interested in competing, but I also want to look good. You've done the competitor thing before, and all this still lands with me.
Yeah,
so let's do the comp thing.
Yeah, I get it. You also created more options for your clients, who then decided to go down a pursuit. So let's just we haven't said her name, so we'll use Jess as the example, right?
Yeah.
So come out like post baby, get back in shape, wanted to feel like herself.
Yeah.
So you facilitated that. She got a bit fitter. She was already a pretty good, you know, kind of athlete overall with a really good training base.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, I'm going to do the strength training thing.
Yeah.
So if you looked at Jess straight away and went, you're not going to do powerlifting, so I don't want to train you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like,
you're number two in the country.
If you didn't want to be a bodybuilder,
yeah,
right? It's like, take the same for like, oh, you don't want to commit everything to this and be like the best bodybuilder ever. I'm not going to train you, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, think about the last 18 months. It's like, how does that look?
Yeah.
You training her and getting all of these results. And all it takes is then for like someone who's seen that go, who's probably interested in powerlifting, go, oh, I want to do that. And then Jess competes and it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to hire this coach.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a really good example of like what can happen when you give people a chance.
Yeah.
You know, I said that in the coaching unit the other week. I'm like, don't treat your clients like they're not capable.
Mm.
Treat them like they're the most capable
and
work down.
Yeah.
Because then you'll go, then you will go, oh, this person could be yeah. living and breathing. And
yeah.
Because maybe they don't live and breathe it right now because they're not getting the return they want.
Yeah. And yeah, and those clients that I was talking about, you'll have office workers with like roadmap backs and capped delts and abs yeah. that don't care about like getting on a platform or whatever, but they're in wicked shape.
Yeah. And your sessions would be fun and the conversations yeah. you have about training would be good. You yeah. just never gave the person a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were just an office worker. That
yeah, and they didn't. They probably didn't believe that they could ever get there because they've never had the right support.
Yeah.
So
correct. Yeah.
Like if I saw, remember Ben and cheerleader Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine if like the first time I saw him, I'm like, nah, bro.
Yeah.
And then like he become like this ridiculously good athlete.
Yeah.
Like jacked. He was strong. He was yeah. fit. And we had the best time yeah. working together.
Yeah.
You know, but if I like just took it at face value, like, oh, you're not gonna get to this.
Yeah.
So I'm not even gonna bother. Like, and that that would have opened up a lot of doors, even just people looking at us training in the gym.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. It's really. Yeah. So do you think? So this was interesting, right? So during I had like three of these conversations with similar depth in the industry.
Yeah.
Doing really well, but think they should be doing better.
Mm. Which everyone thinks. So.
Yeah. So
included.
I was bringing up different like. Just different Instagram pages in our circle of, and then how people execute stuff.
Mm.
And one of the threads that I found that's really important is what's it like to be a client of yours?
Mm.
So the marketing company that we're working with for the gym that's upcoming, we're like, we need you to send us as many photos as you can find of people doing the thing and smiling.
Yeah.
They're like, it doesn't matter if it's staged. Like, we used to just get all the mums in and just tell rude jokes and take photos of them laughing about it.
Yeah.
It's like that, you just need that. And then I was like sitting down with a couple of these coaches and I was like, this one image one of the females coaches had was like, both girls were henched. Knee sleeves, hack squat, or pendulum squat. One of them's in the bottom of the pendulum squat, just like, fighting for her life. The other one's like hands on hips watching over the top. And I was like, this looks like a fucking Lee Priest movie.
Yeah.
I think it's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
But do the people that you want to turn into that, are they looking at that going, I could never train with her?
Mm.
And that's what I said. I was like, how many of your clients would come to that session?
Yeah. Yeah. Compared to how many do you want?
Yeah. 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 So I was like, let's see. And then like the best example of that I could find, now we're just going to talk about her the whole time, was Jess. You jump on her social media, like we lean heavily into like the wording.
Mm.
Here's the headings. Like if you land on our profile, there's lots of like poppy headings and stuff. Jess has nothing.
Mm.
It's her lifestyle, and then her clients having a good time.
Yeah.
And you're just like, another client, even at a powerlifting meet, smiling, hugging, having fun. Doing stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ah, so it just looks a really good time to be one of Jess's clients.
Yeah.
And it's no wonder she's so successful. But then I looked at yours and I was like, fucking Jason has no clients on his.
I was like, they might have pinned on the front. I've got 10.
Yeah, but as results, right?
So oh, I wonder. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got no clients on mine. I mean, I do every now and then, but I just don't visit it as much as probably I should.
Yeah.
Because when we're hanging out, we ain't smiling, that's all.
Correct.
We're just hanging out.
Yeah. And that's why I was like one of the male coaches. I was like, who you are in the gym in a set is not who you are in your rest period, who's not who you are at lunch.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe you need to showcase that a bit more.
Mm.
The hanging out, having a good time thing to get the people you're looking for to come through.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if you're going with the kind of hang out, like want to enjoy the time.
Yeah, I think that's how you get the people that you could turn into the thing.
Yeah.
When you're at a reputation level.
Yeah, that you'll get these ones a little further like down the road.
Fucking train half one country town.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Every bodybuilder in that town is like, he's the guy.
Mm.
So until you have that, you don't have someone else selling it for you, other people selling it for you.
Yeah.
Do you have to have this like, oh, actually, like that looks
like a good time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if you don't have that, you're competing with what we just spoke about.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got to find something that you, is different.
Mm.
So those people do come and with to you.
Yeah.
And you can take them up. And then it just takes, so once you build a few of them, then yeah. you'll get some people looking at the end result, but they're just below that, but they're way more advanced than when the person was. Because that's how I got yeah. to, like, I created a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
but I also get some that are there.
Yeah, now.
Yeah, but yeah. that's only because they saw an end product of
yeah.
me creating them.
Correct. And I'm the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've yeah. got, the two powerlifters that I took on that had done novice meets before referenced people that had never competed when I started coaching them.
Yeah.
And were like, I saw what you did with,
mm.
so I want.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's 100% that. Like, that's you've got to build the social proof with what you've, the yeah. crop you've got.
Mm. Yeah, and it's just such, there's something to that when you know you can do it.
Yeah.
Language, bravado, whatever you want to call it, energy, like yeah. confidence. Like, you just carry yourself differently.
Yeah.
And you the connection is there once you have that, you know.
Yeah. Do you get annoyed when you get more experienced people because they're like, they know stuff, but they don't know stuff?
I haven't had a person come in with a wide variety of experience
yeah.
for a while.
Yeah.
So again, another kind of insight into someone 15 years in. It's just a very specific type of client.
Yeah.
You know, working out for a bit and they're just...
Now it's time.
Now it's time to go
yeah.
dialed in.
Yeah. Which I think that's my market as well. Like, I'm a novice to intermediate powerlifting coach.
Yeah, I think I prefer that anyway because I can... It's like, you know, like if you're a driving instructor and they're like, is this your first time in the car? And they say no and they're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, where, so that's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like to get your license, which will make you allow you to drive.
Yeah.
You know, so we're like to take you to this next level of like, you know, training.
Yeah.
I just want to be like, this is how you do it. Where if I had an experienced trainee and they're like, oh, I did this with my old coach and this and that. And I'm like, well, yeah, we don't do it like that.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, and from a powerlifting standpoint, it's like the time.
Mm.
It's like you don't the two that came last year, I like didn't have time. I'm like, I've normally made you move, encouraged you to move the way you. I want you to move
mm.
based on programming, queuing, whatever. Like we've cool. had time, and like I remember we did an event, and Jackson was like, "Fuck, you can tell every single one of your clients."
Yeah.
Because they all move exactly move the good. Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, "Well, that's good." And then you get someone, you're like, "I don't have time."
Yeah.
So I've just got to work in this space, but also I've got to work in this space and be better than your previous experience.
Absolutely.
And if you don't PB, it's 100% my fault. And it's like, fuck.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. Versus like, I've got 6 months to make you something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. All right. I feel like we can wrap it up there.
Did that go forever or?
Yeah. We're about to run out of time.
Oh, okay.
For a minute.
Yeah.
So it'll be the hour 15, I think we get.
Oh, wow.
Time gives yeah. us. Tam gives us Tam. Time. Fuck, the next episode could be interesting. Thanks as always for tuning in, guys. The value compass, if you do want to actually break down who the person you work with, maybe talk, think more about personality, think about creating those outcomes instead of like trying to attract people that are already there, because it's a not an easier market is the wrong word, but maybe a better market to tap in for you at the time. stcfit.com, you'll find the value compass on there. Download it, full workshop, worksheet, everything's included. Do it. Standout PT is open. The new landing page is officially up. Everything you need to know about the course is on there, and then you can book a call with me to find out even more while unpack your business and actually just make sure that we can help you. All right, we'll okay. see you next week.